I grew up basically with my grandparents as my parents, and I grew up with drug addicted parents. I grew up the oldest of all my siblings. I grew up being cuffed to a bed, and I was sexually abused as a child. I was beaten by my parents a lot, and I basically was the parent to my siblings because my parents were so drugged out they never came home. And I was a runaway for most of my time because I wanted to escape that, but I always went back because I needed, my brothers and sisters were getting beat on, so I would go back. I got juvenile charges, but I was also a straight A student, and as a child, like, I played instruments, I was on honor roll, I was a Girl Scout. I had a super high aptitude, but because of my family life, you know, I kind of failed. I became a drug addict when I was really young, I think maybe 11. I think when you're growing up without any skills, you don't know how to balance a checkbook, make a bed, take care of a child. You don't know how to buy a car, hold a job. You don't know anything. Your parents didn't teach you even to brush your teeth. You don't know these things. And you go to prison and they do the same things essentially your parents did, and you don't have anything to lose. When you get out, you have nothing anyways. So what, you don't have any reason to try. It's not like I had a life that I was leaving behind. I didn't have a home. I didn't have a car. I didn't have a job. I didn't have any of the things that a normal person would say, oh, I'm sad I lost this. I didn't have it. And then you get back out, and now the only people you know are people you just did years with. You became close to these people that you look differently on than society. You don't see the flaws because you have to live with them. You have no choice, and you become friends with them, and then you get out, and that's who you go around. I think it was when I didn't know about Priya. I didn't know what that stuff meant, and I had to sit down and I started reading it. And when I started reading, everything that has been illegal, that has been happening in the system, we're letting it happen, and nobody cares. Or the fact that the guards that you put in this place are committing major felonies over what I'm being convicted of, and nobody cares. And then they started saying that I'm an instigator because I'm sticking up for myself and other women, and watching them try to silence me from standing up for what's right, which is what I've always been. I will defend an underdog. I defended my brothers and sisters. I don't let people do what's wrong. And now I find out that they've done all of these corrupt, wrong things. And I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to let them do this to other people. I'm going to take the hit for it, even if it hurts me, because it's wrong. Like,
You
where is
said
the
that
justice in that, you know?